الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing on from our lesson yesterday, where we left off in his tremendous book of Imam al-Sa'di, when he was discussing the point of Yusuf alayhi salam and his husnul khuluq. And just reminding the brothers and sisters that today will be the last lesson. So today we're going to try to get through the rest of the book, bismillahi ta'ala. And we ask Allah ta'ala to accept it from us and put it on our scale of good deeds. So continuing on, the 31st point, Imam al-Sa'di, he goes on to say, وَمِنْهَا مَا فِي هَذِهِ الْقِصَّةِ الْعَظِيمِ مِنْ بَرَاهِينَ عَلَى رِسَالَةِ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. That which is in this story, this magnificent story, which it contains a clear evidence of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad. How is that the case? That is the case, حَيْثُ قَصَّهَا عَلَى وَجْهِ الْمُقَابِلِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he went on to mention the story exactly how it took place. And remember, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Quraysh during this time, they weren't people who were well-read people. They weren't people who wrote either. But he knew the story from the beginning to the end of Yusuf alayhi salam. And this is how we have gotten this story today. So this right here, from the fawaid, from the benefits of the story, is that we see here that this is a proof of the truthfulness of our messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he states, تِلْكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الْغَيْبِ. That is from the knowledge of the unseen. نُوحِيهَا إِلَيْكَ. Just, and we revealed it to you in Revelation. مَا كُنْتَ تَعْلَمُهَا أَنْتَ وَلَا قَوْمُكَ. You nor your people knew it. مِنْ قَبْلِ هَذَا. For this. Right? So Allah ta'ala has sent this story down as revelation to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He mentioned it in totality. And that's with major details of the story. Major details. Right? Started with the story from him to his father, Yaqub alayhi salam. Then going on to the caravan situation, him getting thrown into the well, then being with the medic, then being in the Sijin, etc. Everything we've taken so far, these are major details of the story. Here, Imam al-Sa'di, he points to two different things concerning the ilm al-ghayb, the knowledge of the unseen. The first matter connected to the ilm al-ghayb, the matter of the things which is from the unseen, the knowledge of the unseen, is that it contains the knowledge of past, right? That which comes from the umur sabiqah, right? The situations in the past, meaning the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, the books which were revealed to us, the prophets and the messages that came before us, the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, etc. That right there is from the umur al-ghayb in which the prophets are given. Likewise, we have the umur mustaqbala, right? Umur mustaqbala, the situations or the things that take place of the future, which continue to take place, and we still see taking place. For example, the signs of the Day of Judgment. These are also things in which are clear evidence to us to show the truthfulness of the message of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that's from the benefits of this story. Moving on, al-fasl al-sabi, the next chapter, the seventh chapter. We find in the seventh chapter, in fi qawlihi ta'ala, in the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inna nafsa la'amaratun bis-su, that the soul is inclined toward evil, illa ma rahima rabbi, except for the person or that soul in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows his mercy. Right? So this is a proof for us. What? That the soul, in its essence, in its natural state, as it comes, is inclined toward evil. Inclined toward evil. As Imam al-Sa'di says here, وَأَنَّهَا لَا تَخْرُجْ مِنْ هَذَا الْوَصْفِ إِلَّا بِرَحْمَةٍ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَبَارَكُ وَتَعَالَى وَإِنَايَةٍ مِنْهِ. And it does not go outside this description except by the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His mercy. And His mercy. لِأَنَّ النَّفْسِ ظَالِمٌ جَاهِلٌ. The nafs, the soul, generally it is oppressive and it is ignorant. والظلم والجهل لا يأتي منهما إلا كل شر. And nothing comes from ignorance and oppression except for evil. Except for evil. So let's stop there and let's think. Once we realize as servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that our soul is inclined toward evil, then it's upon us next to take it out of this state. Take it out of this state of being inclined toward evil. How do we do that? Someone might ask. How do we do that? Imam al-Sa'di, he tells us, in order for us to take our soul from this state of being inclined toward evil and simple actions, nasty things, we must do two things to put it into a tranquil state. The first one is abundance of supplications. Abundance of dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. From the dua in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, the best of creation, used to make. We must follow that. For example, the hadith or the dua in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, Allahumma ihdini li ahsani al-a'mal wal-akhlaq. Oh Allah, guide me to the best of actions and manners. لا يهدي لأحسنها إلا أنت. No one guides to it except for you. وَاصْرِفْ عَنِّي سَيِّ الْأَعْمَالِ وَالْأَخْلَاقِ. Likewise, this is me from actions which are evil and bad mannerisms. لا يَصْرِفْ عَنِّي سَيِّهَا إلا أنت. No one can take me away from it and take my soul out of that state except for you. That's one way. That's one dua. Likewise, we have the dua of the Prophet that comes in Bukhari. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من العجز والكسل والجبن والجبن والبخل والحرم. Oh Allah, protect us. We seek refuge with you from laziness, cowardliness, and stinginess, and becoming senile. Likewise, the adab al-qabr, the punishment of the grave. اللهم آتي نفسي تقواها. Oh Allah, purify our souls. أنت خير من زكاها. You are the best who can purify it. أَنْتَ وَلِيُّهَا وَمَوْلَاهَا. You are the master of it and the guider of it, the protector of it. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من العلم لا ينفع. I seek refuge with you with knowledge which is not beneficial. وَمِنْ قَلْبٍ لَا يَخْشَى. And likewise from a heart which does not fear you. وَمِنْ نَفْسٍ لَا تَشْبَى. And a soul which is never content. وَمِنْ دَعْوَةٍ لَا يُسْتَجَابَ لَهَا. In a supplication which is not answered. So that's the first way. That's the first way that we can work to take our soul out of this miserable state. What is the second way? As Imam al-Sa'di states here, the second way is for mujahadat al-nafs, striving, working hard, and being diligent, combating the soul against this evil. Trying to work hard to straighten the soul and maintain it upon uprightness. As Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبْلَنَا. Those who strive, those who work hard, then surely we will guide them to our straight way. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And indeed Allah Ta'ala, He is with the good doers. Indeed Allah is with the good doers. So the individual, he does not follow his soul when it calls to these different evils, but rather he strives against it. And you strive against it by warning it against the punishment in which it may fall into had it fell into these different things. As Allah says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, ittaqullah, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa tanzur nafsun ma qaddamat lighad, and let the soul, the person, the individual, look to what he puts forth for tomorrow. This is a reminder to the soul. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ and fear Allah Ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. Indeed Allah Ta'ala, He is aware of that which you do. So that is the second, or the 32nd benefit from the Surah Yusuf, is that what? The soul is inclined to evil. And before moving and fixing your soul, we must understand that. We must establish that. You know, they say that when you're trying to get out of a problem, the first thing you do is recognize it. Then you work against it. So we recognize that. This is Allah Ta'ala, His Messenger, commanding, telling us that our soul is inclined to evil. Now it's upon us to fix it with those two ways. Supplication, and what else? And what else? And striving hard. Barakallahu fikum. Next one. Wafi. Assalamu alaikum. Wafi tada'i al-qissa. Fadilatu al-ilm min wujuhin kathir. Likewise, from the benefits of the story is what? That it comes in a context that shows us that there's many benefits and many points of seeking knowledge, the excellence of seeking knowledge. right? وبيان أنه سبب الرفعة. It is clearly, it shows that it is something which raises you في الدنيا والآخرة, in this life and likewise in the hereafter. وسبب الصلاح الدين والدنيا, it is a means of your religion and likewise your dunya being rectified. Being rectified. So this shows us the importance of knowledge. Knowledge comes before everything. Before everything. When a hardship comes, a calamity comes, what do? We look at the knowledge. And manur, the knowledge is something which is light. It's a clear guidance in the darkness. When a disaster comes and some hardship comes, we look at knowledge. How should we proceed? When we are in charge of families, how do we move forward as a husband or as a wife? We look to knowledge. When we are trying to respect our elders and our family members, what do? We look to knowledge, etc. Knowledge, as they say, knowledge is that which is light. It guides us. Likewise, Yusuf alayhi salam, he said, وَكَذَلِكَ يَتَتَبِيكَ رَبُّكَ وَيُعَلِّمُكَ مِنْ تَأْوِيلِ الْأَحَدِيثِ أَقْوَانَ. Allah Ta'ala, he stated, thus your Lord has chosen you and teaches you the interpretations of the dream. This was something which made Yusuf alayhi salam be risen in this deen and in the hereafter. So Yusuf alayhi salam, he left from the jail with a form of high, yani honor and knowledge, right? He didn't leave except that his name was clear. This was upon him. Then he goes and he's with the medic, right? The Aziz. And he is given the opportunity to have a position. He doesn't choose that position over the country or over the kingdom except by way of knowledge. Likewise, he goes and he picks this position. Why does he get this position? Because he has knowledge over what? How to do the spreading of the produce. How to do the spreading of the kingdom's affairs. All of that was based upon knowledge. All of that was based upon knowledge. Likewise, from the benefits of this story of Yusuf alayhi salam, وَفِيهَا أَنَّ الشِّفَاءَ الْأَمْرَادِ كَمَا يَكُونُ بِأَدْوِيَّةَ الْحِسِّيَّةِ يَكُونُ بِأَسْبَابِ الرَّبَّانِيَّةِ. Just as cures and illnesses can be by way of medicines, tangible medicines, pills, etc. Likewise, there can be cures by divine means. There can be cures by divine means. To the point where there's illnesses in which cannot be fixed by doctors. They do not know. But, however, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows how to cure all the cures. So this from this context, from the story, we benefit that how did Ya'qub alayhi salam, he first loses his eyesight, right? He loses his eyesight by way of misery, huzn, and he's very he's struck by sorrow of his son, Yusuf alayhi salam, not being there. Then how does that eyesight come back? How does it come back? Was it by way of medicine, tangible medicine? Was it by way of taking pills? Was it by way of some type of lotion, etc., to rub on you, some type of ointment? No. But rather, it was by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, return that eyesight, right? As Yusuf alayhi salam, he told his brothers, what? To take this qamis. اِذْهَبُوا بِقَمِيسِ هَذَا فَأَلْقُوهُ عَلَى وَجْهِ أَبِيهِ. Take this shirt of mine and put it on the face of my father, يَأْتِي بَصِيرًا, and he will begin to see again. So we see here, and if we're looking at this story of Yusuf alayhi salam and Ya'qub alayhi salam, that the eyesight, it first went by way of, which is ajib actually, it's actually very interesting. How did his eyesight go again?
Crying.
By way of crying, but what started the crying? Huh?
Sorrow.
But what brought about the sorrow? When did it first start? Think about it. How did it first come to him? That news of his son.
He wasn't given the shirt.
He was given a shirt of his son, who was not there. Right? Because of that shirt coming, and he seeing his son not there, it began the sorrow. Then how did his eyesight come back? with a shirt of the same son. A shirt of the same son. SubhanAllah, ajeeb. And that is, SubhanAllah, it's amazing. And Allah Ta'ala returned his eyesight. So both of them coming with a shirt with no Yusuf there. And Yusuf, alayhi salam, he understood this. He understood this. The eyesight of his father was gone by way of sorrow and misery. And by way of the knowledge which Allah Ta'ala had given to him, he knew this and he went and gave the shirt. And Allah Ta'ala brought back his sight. Likewise, we see another proof for that in the story of Ayyub alayhi salam. Right? What did Allah Ta'ala say to him when he was sick? And he had the problem, the illness in his stomach, right? And no doctors was able to fix it. What happened? What was the ayah? What happened? What did Allah tell him to do? Irkud bi rijlik. Strike the ground with your foot. Strike the ground with your foot. هَذَا مُقْتَسَلٌ بَالِدٌ وَشَرَابٌ. This is something in which you need to wash up in. It's cold water. And likewise something to drink. And then what? He was healed. So we benefit from this story that yes, there is two types of medicines. Just like you can be cured by way of a medicine in which Allah Ta'ala has allowed us to have knowledge of. It's just tangible, a pill, etc. Likewise, there's divine medicines in which you can be healed from. Now, and connected to this, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, take medicines. فَإِنَّ اللَّهُ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى مَا أَنزَلَ الدَّاءَ إِلَّا أَنزَلَ دَوَاءً. Allah Ta'ala did not send a illness except that He sent a cure. عَلِمَ مِنْ عَلِمْ. The person who knows, he knows. وَجَهِلْ مِنْ جَهَلْ. And the one who doesn't know, he doesn't know. Now, moving on. Before that, knowing that the best of the cures is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Ibrahim alayhi salam, وَإِذَا مَرِدْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. So the best of the dua, if I become ill, then He is the one who heals me. So it's important for us to always make sure we turn it back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and asking Him for protection and afiyah and good health and protection from sicknesses. The next benefit in which we get from this story, وَمِنْهَا جَوَازُ السُّؤَالِ الْخَلْقِ خُصُوصًا الْمَلُوكِ in the dua, is the permissibility of seeking and requesting aid from the creation, especially the kings or people who have high positions. Just as the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam, they did, يَا أَيُّهَا الْعَزِيزِ. Oh, you Aziz, مَسَّنَا وَأَهْلَنَا الدُّرُ. Indeed, we and our family have been struck with hardships. وَجِئْنَا بِبِلَاعَةٍ. And we came with this بِلَاعَةٍ مُجَّاتٍ. This small types of produce or things to trade with. فَأَوْفِلَنَا الْكَيْلِ. So fill up for us the cave, the caravan. وَتَصَدَّقْ عَلَيْنَا. And be charitable with us. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَجْزِي الْمُتَصَدِّقِينَ. Indeed, Allah Ta'ala, He rewards those who give charity. فَإِنَّهُمْ سَأَلُوا الْمُحَابَةِ فِي مُعَامِلَةِ وَالصَّدَقَةِ بِدُونِ عِوَامٍ. So they asked him for what? Some type of help, some type of aid, without any type of thing being given in response. I mean, they weren't going to pay for it. They weren't going to say, here, take this this money, for example, from the malik, but help us and aid us with this sadaqah. And Imam Sa'adi, he says here, وَإِنَّمَا قُلْتُ خُصُوصًا الْمَلُوكِ. Here he goes into talking about the Muslim lands, which we don't have, but they have Bayt al-Mal, generally, the Bayt al-Mal, which is the money for the Muslim kingdom. This goes back to the Muslim countries. And it's there. It's not from the amwal of the Malik himself. It's not from the king himself, but it's from the whole country. So it's important in these situations, it's perfectly permissible to go and seek this type of aid. Moving on to the next benefit, وَمِنْ فَوَاعِدِ الْقِصَةِ. The benefits of the story of Yusuf. أَنَّ الْجَهْلَ. Indeed, now ignorance. كَمَا يَطْلَقُ عَلَى عَدْمِ الْعِلْمِ. Just as it is applies to the respect of not having knowledge, فَإِنَّهُ يُطْلَقُ عَلَى عَدْمِ الْحِلْمِ. Likewise, it applies to not having gentleness and committing sins. نعم وعلى ارتكاب الذنوب and taking sins. How do we get this? And what does he mean by this topic right here? What does he mean by this chapter? What he means, rahimahullah ta'ala, for example, a person has knowledge of a sinful action. He has knowledge of a sinful action. He might have even memorized the proof for that particular sin, being sinful. But he still falls into that sin despite having knowledge of it. This is what he means here. What do we call this when he falls into this sin after memorizing the proof, after knowing the proof for this sin? What do we call it? Last day at F1. We call this what? Ignorance. This is jahl. This is right here. It's jahl. Why? Because he did not have knowledge enough that will compel him from doing the action. He didn't have enough iman, enough strength to stop him from doing. This is still jahl. Even if he memorized, even if he studied the mas'ala, the subject matter. Okay? If he's still doing it, then he's still falling amongst the ignorant people. And we found that in the benefit in the story of Yusuf, where he says, وَإِلَّا تَصْرِفْ عَنِّي كَيْدَهُنَّ. If you do not protect me and take me, distance me away from their plotting, أَصْبُ إِلَيْهِنَّ. Yet I'll be inclined to these their plots against me. وَأَكُنْ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ. And I'll be from the ignorant. Not that he didn't know that it was haram, he knows it. But he didn't want to fall into the ignorance of their plots. هَلْ عَلِمْتُمْ مَا فَعَلْتُمْ بِيُوسَفْ وَأَخِيهِ إِذْ أَنْتُمْ جَاهِلُونَ. Do you know what you did with Yusuf and his brother when you were ignorant? Remember, we talked earlier yesterday that the brothers, they knew what they were doing. And they knew that it was wrong. And they knew it was sinful. That's why after they said that, what did they say? وَأَكُنْ مِنَا مِنَا الصَّالِحِينَ. That we would be from the righteous afterwards. The Mufassirin, the people who explained the tafsir, they said that that meant they were going to repent. They understood that they need to do this, and then afterwards, come in and said they were going to repent. They were going to turn back to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, be from the upright. Let's just get this out the way first. So, Yusuf alayhi salam, he described it as what? Being, and if antum jahilun. He doesn't mean they were ignorant of the ruling of it, or ignorant of the action, but they were ignorant because they let themselves do it. So they had enough knowledge to compel themselves from doing the action, doing the sin. As Imam Sa'di says here, لَيْسَ الْمَعْنَ فِي ذَلِكَ عَدَمِ الْعِلْمِ وَإِنَّمَا هُوَ عَدَمْ الْعَمَلُ مِنْ. The intended meaning is not that they did not have knowledge, but rather they had they were not able to, they still fell into it, they still did it. And this is from the ignorance. Like what Musa alayhi salam, when he was talking to the people, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ أَنْ أَكُونَ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ. I seek refuge with Allah from becoming from the ignorance. And the Salaf, they used to have a saying, which was, وَكُلُّ مَنْ عَصَى اللَّهِ. Of everyone who disobeys Allah, فَهُوَ جَاهِلٌ. Then he is ignorant. Okay? Everyone who disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has some form of ignorance with him. بِاِعْتِبَارْ عَلَمُ الْعَمَلُ بِالْعِلْمِ. Because he did not work by way of that knowledge in which he had. So from that, the benefit of the story of Musa, Yusuf alayhi salam, we describe the what? Ignorance is not just not knowing the text or memorizing the text, but not acting by that text. The next benefit that we get from the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, وَمِنْهَا قَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى. The statement of Allah, وَلِمَنْ جَاءَ بِهِ حِمْلُ بَعِيرًا وَأَنَا بَعِيرٍ أَخْوَانَ وَأَنَا بِهِ زَعِيمٍ. And whoever comes with, whoever produces the thing that was missing, the golden bowl of the Malak, then I have for him a camel's load, right? وَأَنَا بِهِ زَعِيمٍ. And I will be bound to it, and I am sticking to it. استدلوا به على ثلاثة أبواب من أبواب العلم. And this is proof for three different types of the types of knowledge. And more specifically, fiqh. The first one is Al-Ja'ala, right? Which is when you generally you put out a reward for something. For example, I'm missing my phone. I say, whoever brings my phone, I will give them $300. That right here is perfectly permissible. Why do we get that? Because of the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. The second bab in fiqh, which is bab al-daman. The bab al-daman wal-kifaya. So like a warranty almost, and a person is going to look after it, some type of sponsorship, right? When he says, وَأَنَا بِهِ زَعِيمٌ, so indeed, I'm going to make sure that I'm bound to it, that right there will be the warranty. وَأَنَا زَعِيمٌ, meaning I am bound to it, I'm sticking to it. Likewise, I'm the watcher over it, I'm responsible for it. So that is the permissibility of those three things. I don't want to go too deep into that because it can be very, very, very deep in the fiqh aspect. Moving on to the next one. وَمِنْهَا أَنَّ الْعَمَلَ بِالشَّرِيعَةِ فِيهِ إِسْلَاحُ الْعَرْضِ وَالْبِلَادِ. Next one, we see that working by way of the Sharia, working by way of the legislative rulings of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, it is rectification for the country and likewise for all of the arts. The country and all of the arts. How do we get that? We get that from تَاللَّهِ لَقَدْ عَلِمْتُمْ مَا جِئْنَا لِنُفْسِدَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. By Allah, you know, this is what the brother said to Yusuf alayhi salam. By Allah, you know that we did not come to spread corruption in the earth. And we were not from these thieves. Here, Imam al-Sa'idi, he talks about how they knew that thievery or stealing or any other sin that goes along with it was from those things which were from the fasad fil earth, the things which were from the things that spread corruption in the dunya. Corruption in the dunya. They understood this. They understood the stealing and disobeying Allah Ta'ala was from things that corrupted the earth, right? And we find this meaning in the Quran a lot, right? ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. Indeed, the corruption have come in the land and in the sea. بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيَ النَّاسِ. By that in which the people have put forward, right? We find this a lot. So, Imam al-Sa'di, if you're paying attention, he's extracting details, right, from this story. Angles we may have never seen before, had we read the story before. But this is a very important detail, that anybody who works by way of being rectified by the Sharia, he goes and he puts the Quran and the Sunnah in charge of how he governs his life, that it's a sabab, it's a means for rectification in the dunya, in totality. Moving on to the next benefit. وَمِنْهَا الدَّلَالَةَ عَلَى الْأَصْلِ الْكَبِيرِ الَّذِي أَعَادَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. Indication of a major principle in which Allah Ta'ala reiterates. وَأَبْدَاهُ فِي كِتَابِهِ. And he makes clear in his book. And that is what? أَنَّ لِكُلِّ نَفْسٍ مَا كَسَبَتْ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ وَالْثَوَابِ. To every soul it may earn that which it puts forth from good, and reward for it, and reward for that good. وَعَلَيْهَا مَتَّسَبَتْ. Likewise, it has that which it may bear. مِنَ الشَّرِّ وَالْعِقَابِ. And that which may bear from evil and punishment. وَأَنَّهُ لَا تَجِدُ وَاجِرَةُ وَزْرَ أُخْرَى. And no one will bear the burden of another person. No one will bear the burden of another person. Meaning, that which you do, you're responsible for. That in which you do, you're responsible for. If it's upon khayr, it's upon good, you will be rewarded for it. If it's upon shar, you will hold the burden for it. Yawm al-Qiyamah. Likewise, no one will be able to lift that burden from you. Okay, no one will be able to lift that burden from you. Or you'll never be able to help another person with their burden. Meaning, if your friends or your family members, they're committing some type of actions, that's their actions. Okay, that's their actions. Likewise, other people from amongst, yeah, maybe even the scholars or something, you'll see this, you know, very well spread in the Middle East, where people are trying to connect people to other people's actions. But so-and-so did this. So-and-so said did this. And I've seen you with so-and-so. Tell you, that's his action. That's his action. لَا تَزِدُ وَازِرَةٌ وَزِرَ أُخْرَى. Allah said we will not be able to carry the burden of another person. Yes, we make clear that which might be wrong. Yes, we clarify that which is straight and which is upright. But we do not carry that burden. we would not be asked about that Yawm al-Qiyamah. We're only asked about our actions. And that's why in the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Yusuf, مَعَانَا اللَّهُ أَن نَأْخُذَ إِلَّا مَنْ وَجَدَنَا مَتَاعَنَا عِنْدَهُ. We will not take or replace the person with another person. Only we'll take that person whose property we found with him. Only the property we found with him. Meaning the brothers. Remember, they tried to switch. They said that our father is from the old men. He's from the old men. So can you please take one of us, Makana, and his place? And then Yusuf alayhi salam said, Ma'ad Allah. Indeed, Allah forbid this. Forbid this. أَن نَأْخُذَ إِلَّا مِنْ مَنْ وَجَدَنَا مَتَاعَنَا عِنْدًا. That we should take anyone but him whom we found our property with. إِنَّا إِذًا لَظَالِمُونَ. And had we done this, had we tried to make someone else bear the weight or the burden of another person, what happens? Yusuf alayhi salam said, we would have been from the wrongdoers, the oppressors. Okay? This is a clear indication that what? It's not from justice to try to place someone else's actions on other people. And everybody will be asked about their own sins. Next, from the benefits of the source of Yusuf alayhi salam, وَمِنْهَا الْحَثُّ عَلَى فِعْلِ الْأَسْبَابِ الْجَالِبَةِ لِلْخَيْرَاتِ وَالْحَافِظَةِ مِنَ الْكَرِحَاتِ. Likewise, it's an encouragement to implement those means which lead to goodness. All means that lead to goodness. And guard against disliked matters. وَفِيْتَ الصَّبْوَالِ تَدُلُّ عَلَى هَذَا الْأَصْلِ الْكَبِيرِ. And there is places in the Surah Yusuf alayhi salam which indicate this major principle. Now, which means utilizing the means to seek aid from Allah Ta'ala to any type of way of goodness. And taking the means. For Allah Ta'ala, He says, فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَأَنَا أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Likewise, we have here in the where Yusuf alayhi salam. Imam Sa'di said, وَكَذَلِكَ عَلَى الْأَبْدِ إِذَا هَمَّتْ الْمُصَاحِبِ وَحَلَّتْ بِهِ الْفِتْنُ عَلَيْهِ أَنْ يَصْبِرْ وَيَسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى. Likewise, when a servant is faced with any type of hardship or any type of trial, any type of musibah, then it's upon him to be patient and seek the aid of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala when dealing with these calamities. Right? When dealing with these calamities. قَالَ يَعْقُوبُ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ يَعْقُوبُ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ حِينَ عَمِلَ إِخْوَةَ يُوسُفَ مَا عَمِلُوا بِيُوسُفَ. When Yaqub, he found out that which he did to Yusuf, which was the first thing he did? What was the first thing he did? He said, وَاللَّهُ الْمُسْتَعَانِ. He turned back to Allah, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He turned back to Allah, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, seeking the aid of Allah, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So, this indication for us from the goods of the story, the benefits of the story, is that when anything might lead to any type of good and protect us from any type of shock, the first thing we do is we seek Allah's aid, and then we have al-isti'ana. These two go together. Seeking aid with being patient, first one, and likewise al-isti'ana, relying on Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Anyway, next one, from the benefits of the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, al-fasl al-thamin, the eighth chapter. ومن فوائد القصة and from the benefits of this story, الإرشاد إلى الطريق النافع, the guidance to a beneficial method, طريق النافع نافع من طرق الجدال, from when you're dealing with methods of debating, for example, with the kufar, with the disbelievers or mushrikeen, or people from Ahl al-Batin, people who are on falsehood. Okay, where do we find that? We find that in which part of the story of Yusuf alayhi salam? Where do we find jadal? Where do we find good methods at argumentation and debating? In a proper way, obviously, with knowledge. With the brothers? When they were they debating in the beginning? It's in the beginning, but not that time. Anyone else?
When they ripped his shirt.
Person asked him about
torn from the back.
Okay. Yeah, but that wasn't really Jeddah. And we're talking about, remember, we're dealing with a dispute between people of falsehood. So somebody of truth disputing with a person of falsehood and clarifying and having a good manner in doing so. Think about Yusuf alayhi salam. Think about Yusuf alayhi salam doing it. No. He didn't really dispute with them and debate them upon falsehood. Yeah, yeah. I can't hear you. I'm sorry, what did he say? Oh, leaving Benjamin behind in Egypt. That's a good point. That's going to come. But that's not what we're looking for as far as argumentation. That's a good point, though. We're going to get to that one. Think about Yusuf alayhi salam when he was in jail. When he was in jail, right? What took place with the prisoners? What happened? I'm sorry?
They talk about their dreams?
Yes, exactly. So what happened when he was expressing their falsehood? Remember, they were they were from the polytheists. So the first thing he did was he was explaining the beauty in which they were missing out was this deen, right? Them not worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya sahibi sijin. Ya sahibi sijin. Oh, prisoners of the jail. A'arbabun mutafarriquna khayrun amillahu al-wahidu al-fahar. Is these different idols in which you take of worship all spread about, is that better? Or is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala better? Al-wahid, the one, mutafarriq, he's alone in worship. Wal-qahhar, right? And he is the prevailing over the creation, right? So he called them, he disputed with them back and forth with this by showing them their batil first and foremost, and then showing them the beauty of the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and monotheism, right? So that's what took place with that. We can benefit by way of that when dealing with anybody upon batil, anybody upon falsehood, anybody upon ignorance. Do these two things in what Yusuf did. First, clarify how strange and how erroneous that position is. Then secondly, explaining the truth and the beauty of that which you follow of Tawheed. So when dealing with polytheists, we're dealing with the disbelievers, doing these two things. What are they? What's the first one? Yeah, Kwan. Ahlan. I'm sorry? The first one, showing how false their batil is, how false their belief is. That's the first one. Clarifying, having knowledge, how false that belief is, how erroneous it is. It doesn't make sense. The second one, showing the beauty of Tawheed, the beauty of Dalil, the beauty of that which you have of truth. Remember, al-ilm al-nur, knowledge is light. Everybody's going to see it who has a natural fitrah. They want to see the truth. As long as you're speaking with the truth and speaking with proof and evidence, they will see it. So before he answered the ta'weed of their interpretation of their dream, he first clarified to them these two things. So Imam Sa'di, he uses that as a proof to show that this is from the benefits of using it in disputes and trying to show people truth from falsehood. Showing truth from falsehood. And then he did it also by showing Allah Ta'ala's names. First he said, you guys are worshipping separate lords. Okay, separate lords. Mutafarriqun, right? They're all different. They're all spread about. But then, you're not choosing to worship Allah. Allah, yani the one who's deserving of the uluhiyyah, the rububiyyah, the one of lordship and worship alone, without any type of partners. He's in charge of all the creation. Al-Wahid, the one, the mutafarriq, alone, without any partners. Al-Qahhar, the prevailing over all the creation, magnificent, supreme ability. So he gave all of this for one description of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, showing how magnificent he is. So this is a benefit that we take from Yusuf alayhi salam when dealing with people who are having erroneous beliefs. Next, from the benefits of the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, وَمِنْهَا أَنَّ الدِّينَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, the religion which is upright and straight, right? Upright and straight. هُوَ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِ جَمِيعُ الرُّسُلِ وَأَتْبَاعُهُمْ, that is the religion in which all of the messengers and all of the prophets and their followers were upon him. Which is what? Huwa ibadatullah. It is the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wahda, alone, without any partners. How do we get that? We get that when Yusuf alayhi salam was dealing with the prisoners once again. Right? Dealing with the prisoners once again. He said, إِنِ الْحُكْمُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ. Indeed, the judgment is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَمَرَ أَنْ لَا تَعْبُدُوهُ. He has commanded to only worship Him alone. أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوهُ إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ. And He has commanded that you worship none but Him alone in truth. ذلك الدين القيم. That is the upright religion. The Mufassirin, they talk about al-Din al-Mustaqim, right? The Din al-Qayyim. That is synonymous to al-Din al-Munazzal. The religion which is revealed, revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, al-Din al-Mustaqim is the upright religion which is revealed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which was revealed to all of the prophets and the messengers. Revealed to all the prophets and the messengers and their followers. Which is what? Worshipping Allah alone. Without any partners. Without any partners. So that's what he had stated to the people who were in the prison. فَهُوَ الْدِينَ الْمُسْتَقِيمُ الْمُقِيمُ لِلْأَقَائِمِ. It is upright with regard to its belief. وَالْأَخْلَاقِ. And likewise its mannerisms. وَالْأَعْمَالِ. And its actions. أَلَّذِي لَا تَسْتَقِيمُ أُمُورَ الدِّينِ وَالْدُّنْيَا إِلَّا بِهِ. And the situation or the things in affairs of the dunya and the hereafter will not be upright except by way of it, which is the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, worship Him alone without any partners. There's no way a person can be upright and be straight except that he has this religion, he has this truth, this tawheed, he has this belief. And that was the belief of all the messengers and all the prophets. وَمِنْهَا. And from the benefits, وجوب الاعتراف بنعم الله سبحانه وتعالى الدينية والدنيوية. That the obligation of acknowledging Allah Ta'ala's blessings in the deen and in the dunya. Where we found that in the statement, ذلك من فضل الله. That is from the virtues and the blessings of Allah سبحانه وتعالى علينا. Upon us, the grace of Allah سبحانه وتعالى upon us. So it's upon us from giving thanks to Allah سبحانه وتعالى. Is that every time we get a new blessing, every time we get something in which Allah bestows upon us from His grace, is that we do what? Is that we give thanks to Him. We acknowledge it. We acknowledge it. And acknowledging it itself, as Shaykh Al-Azhar says, acknowledging it in itself is thanks. Then speaking about it is more thanks. You guys understand? Acknowledging the blessing in itself is thanks. And then speaking about it is more thanks. This is what we're supposed to do when we're given this, these different blessings. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you are thankful, then indeed I will increase you. I will increase you. Now, وَمِنْهَا. And from the benefits, أَنَّ الْإِحْسَانِ فِي عِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ سَبَارُ تَعَالَى وَالْإِحْسَانِ إِلَىٰ عِبَادٍ سَبَبٌ يُنَالُ بِهِ الْعِلْمِ وَيُنَالُ بِهِ الْخَيْرَاتِ. If I'm going too fast, let me know, because I'm trying to make sure we finish the book. So I might be going a bit quick. If that's the case, stop me. Say, ya akhi, barakallahu feek. Qif. Stop. What was that point again? I had no problem with that. No problem. The benefit is more important to me. Everyone's understanding. That's more important. Finishing the book is nice. We have about another 9 pages. But if we don't understand it, what's the benefit? Billah, what's the benefit? Well, what's the benefit? We have to make sure we know and we get it. So as long as we're getting it, Jay. If we don't understand a point, raise your hand. If ya akhi, stop, brother. Slow down, repeat. I know I can speak a bit quick. Pittsburgh, I think you speak faster. You guys are a bit more chill, a bit more relaxed here on the West Coast. Salam, buddy.